The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tony, we're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 35 years old. I've been married for 8 years, and I have 1 4-year-old daughter. We recently moved to a new state, and we're staying in a temporary rental. We purchased a house a few weeks ago, and we need to move in by the end of this month. My husband and I bought a home about 5 years ago that we could only live in for about a year because the truck noise on the road made me much too anxious. I just couldn't handle it, so we had to move out, and we sold the house. And my husband's job kind of has had us moving around a bit, and he has a permanent position now, and this is our final destination, essentially. My husband is very frustrated with me. I feel like I can't move into that house, and I won't be able to function there. It's on a busier road than I originally realized. The days and times that we went to view the house when we were making our decision weren't the busy times. It was, you know, it's primarily the middle of the day, and it's a lot of traffic, and the noise is just making me very anxious, and I'm a stay-at-home mom with my daughter. So I guess my questions to you are, how can I desensitize myself to the noise, and how can I feel safe there, and how do I manage my anxiety?
First of all, 4-year-old in daycare?
She is in she's in a preschool program, so she goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay. All right. First thing, there are lots of noise abatement stuff. You can plant hedges, which will absorb. You can put a fence in. You can put you can put drapes in your house. You can put sound baffling in the walls, so you can decrease it. Part of it, it sounds to me, is you need to get out of that house. I mean, being a stay-at-home mom with a kid who's not at home, get out of the house. If I had to guess, my dear, I would guess that you have been a high-anxiety person your whole life. And that it's not so much that the house is noisy or, you know, even though that's where all your anxieties are going to roost. It's you are stuck. And you don't have to be stuck. You've got a bright, adorable 4-year-old who's going to have a great time. Next year, she'll be in school probably another hour or two. In 2 years, she's going to be in school all day. Go find, and if you don't want to work, you don't have to, although I think it's not a bad idea, go find some volunteer work. Get out of that house. Put some drapes up, put some trees or some shrubs up, put a fence up, get a noise, you know, white noise machine. You'll be fine. You just don't want to be stuck in that house. And it's not the noise. You just don't want to be stuck in the house. You don't want to be stuck. So let's get you a job. Let's get you out of there doing fun stuff. What's the highest level of education you've completed?
Well, I have a master's degree, and I agree about the not really wanting to be stuck in the house, and it does turn your brain to mush, and I definitely respect all of that.
Well, but it's turning
not
your anxiety
but another
to high. The brain to mush. You know, look, all of us who've been home with a kid who's saying, Mom, why is the sky blue? Mom, why is the sky blue? Mom, you know the blue. Anyway, but I mean, you're an educated woman, and I'm worried a lot less about the mush than I am about the anxiety, because you're feeling trapped.
Yeah.
So don't be trapped. Keep going. Tell me what else you want to tell me.
I'm sorry. The other dynamic is that I'm pregnant, and so okay. I can do some volunteer work and get myself more out of the house while I'm here and get to know my community more. I can do a lot of that, but then once the baby's here, there is going to be a lot more at home. And
absolutely.
It's just,
but by
it's
then,
the feeling of people
but
driving
by, then,
by all the time.
Tony, the people driving by all the time is a safety factor, it may be a noise factor, but it's a safety factor. You can certainly figure out what will work for you because you're a high anxiety person. So you can get a dog, you can get drapes, you can get an alarm, you can be in the back of the house. But this isn't about the traffic, honey. This is about you getting stuck. So once you sort of understand that part, then the noise is something you can deal with. And the pregnancy is something you can deal with. And my guess is the whole house is not that there's probably some back bedrooms or the back living room. And I mean, you'll be fine. You're just, I think, feeling, as is perfectly understandable, that you're a woman with a master's degree and stuck with a kid that you adore who's asking, well, why the sky is blue 14 times a minute.
I didn't really have this problem in our previous house, which was quieter. I mean, it was maddening to be at home with a child. Obviously, it has its ups and downs. But I didn't have this severe sense of anxiety and dread with our previous house because, you know, it was quieter. It was on a quieter street. I really do feel like it's the noise that is.
Well, but Tony, we just talked about noise abatement to a large extent. And you can make all those things. You can put up things that will offset the noise. Listen, worst case scenario, it's noisy. And what you can do is sell it in a year. In the meantime, you can put up shrubs. You can put up heavy drapes. You can have a white sound machine. How much of the house, how many bedrooms are there?
4 bedrooms. 2 are upstairs and 2 are downstairs.
Are they all fronted? Are they all fronting on the street?
It's a corner house, so it's actually traffic on both sides. So in some way, yes, one or all of them are all getting some form of traffic noise.
Well, but I mean, is there a quiet part of the house as opposed to a noisy part of the house?
I'm trying to figure that out. I think I've become so hyper aware traffic noise that I'm having a hard time kind of teasing that out. And I guess I just really need to know how to desensitize myself to it so I know how much of this is actually a concern.
Well, I think you're going to, look, presumably, unless it is so horrifying, which I can't imagine. Because, I mean, as you point out, did you only look at it on the weekends?
We looked at it on the weekends, and then we came one evening. We thought it was during rush hour, but it turns out that the primary traffic there is people kind of, during the day, they use one of the streets as kind of like a shortcut through town, and then another street going this way and that way. So we didn't know enough to go during the busiest time. We assumed we were, just to take a look.
So what's the busiest time?
I would say probably early morning and then middle afternoon, like when school lets out and people are going here, there, and everywhere and running errands.
So what you can decide to do is that's when you're going to do your grocery shopping. It's when you're going to do your laundry. It's when you're going to listen to soaps. It's when you're going to put on your headphones and take a bubble bath. I mean, Tony, look, you're a grown-up human being, and I know that it sounds like life has been a little bit traumatic recently, and certainly pregnancy doesn't do anything to calm anybody down until about the last week. But, I mean, you're a grown-up woman, and you'll deal with this. And it's not like they're going to drop a bomb on your corner. It's just, and what you're saying is that it's maybe noisy for a couple of hours maximum of a day, which are easy hours to plan around. They're not going to keep you awake at night. It doesn't sound like it's going to wake you up in the morning. It sounds at most that it's, and in the summer, if there's no school, my guess is it'll be very quiet. And so you'll put your air conditioning on, you'll put drapes up, you'll have music going. I mean, you're going to be okay. And I think that what you need to do at this moment is just remind yourself that having sort of a meltdown is going to make your husband treat you like a fool, which doesn't get you anything, because it may be that it really is a noisier place than you're going to be comfortable with in the long run. That this was, you know, that this was the idea, that this was going to be the house that you were going to grow old and give to your kids, and it may or may not be.
Yeah.
But he's going to take you a lot more seriously if you're not doing a meltdown before you even move in.
Right.
So I think what you need to do is remind yourself you have headphones, you have heavy drapes, that there is at most a couple of hours a day that may be a little noisier than you anticipated, but they're daylight hours where you can plan other things to do, and you're going to be okay. And worst case scenario, you decide that you're not crazy about the house, and so you hang on to it, you know, for a year and sell it, or you rent it and find someplace else. But if you go into it with that mindset, he's going to have the same response that you have when your kid says, "I'm not going to eat it." And you say, "Well, but you haven't even tried it." And she's going to say, "Yeah, but I know I hate it." And what you are is just infuriated at that moment, because here's just somebody having a temper tantrum to prove they can. Mm-hmm. And that's who he'll view you. And you don't want that. It doesn't buy you anything on any level. So what you're going to do is decide drapes, velvet drapes. You know, because that's classically how people kept out heat and the smell of the outhouse and the cows and traffic. And you're going to be okay. It really is, and it's going to be a lot less than you think it is. And anxiety, as you know, just heightens every response. And your preggers, which certainly doesn't add to anybody's sense of equilibrium. But you're going to be okay. And worst case scenario, all the times you looked at the place and it was the house that you wanted, it was quiet. And so that there's not a perfect place, but this place is at most going to be noisy for a while, sometimes during the day, and you'll cope with that. and you're going to be okay. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am indeed here to help you about whatever it is that's on your mind. All you have to do is give me a holler at 855-99-DR-JOY. Christine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I'm calling regarding my relationship with my sister who currently lives with me. It's not working out, and I need to know how to address it so she could talk to me again when session is over.
All right. Give me a little bit of background here, Christine. How old are you?
I am 50, and I'm the youngest of seven sisters.
Okay.
I live with my husband, who's the same age, and her teenage son. She moved in about 6 years ago.
Okay. Why?
We were at a different house. She didn't like where she was living, and she was looking for a place, but she couldn't find it, but she was very depressed at that location. So she asked if she could come to live with us for a couple of months until she did whatever her due process to find where the house that she was looking for. Well, that was 6 years ago. We sold our house. We moved to a different house, and she came with us.
This is like the play, right? The sister who came to dinner. All right, so how old is your sister?
She's 51. She's
okay.
A little no kid. She is very passive-aggressive, and I'm finding that it shouldn't bother me because I know she's like that, but I just don't think I could deal with it. There's a lot of case in points I could bring up a few if you
want. All right, well, Christine, let me get a little bit more background, but let me just tell you so you can kind of put it in the back of your head while you and I are talking about some of the stuff I need to know, which is you can have a choice. You can either have your sister like you a lot, which means she's going to be living there for the foreseeable future, or you can get your sister out of there, but she's not going to be happy about it. Now, we can probably offset some of the unhappiness about it, but realistically, she's quite content the way she is, or at least content enough. So if you're saying, how do I get her out and her still love me dearly, that's going to be nearly impossible, which doesn't say that the relationship will be damaged forever. But realistically, she's not going to go happily, because if she was going to go happily, she wouldn't have been there for 6 years. So just keep that in the back of your head. And let me just ask a couple of other questions. Has your sister ever been married?
No husband, no significant other.
Okay. Does she have a job?
Yes.
Okay. Does she make money?
She treats herself very well. She buys whatever she needs.
Okay. Does she pay you rent?
She pay me $650 a month.
Okay. Well, that's great. That gives us something to work with. Pardon me?
She'll pay me one day on the 5th, next day on the 25th.
No, I get it. I get that she's not reliable. Look, I'm not saying this is a great situation, and clearly, but the point is that she's used to coming up with some money for rent every month, which is a great start, as opposed to 6 years being rent-free. And for room and board, $650 a month, does she have her own separate kitchen and food?
She has her own separate kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, her own space
So if she lives in your house but separately from you, what's the problem as far as you're concerned? Does she eat meals with you? Do you feel she's always underfoot? What's the issue?
It's like she doesn't treat me like a sister. Like, she'll pass me, she wouldn't say hi. We had people over on Sunday, and I had to go down to her apartment where she lived because my other sisters came over, and we had the windows open. So I texted her like in the night, like, could you please close the windows for me? I forgot the windows were open, and she didn't close it. Like 12:30, I looked on the alarm.
Christine, my darling, let me stop you here for a minute. Again, this is an either-or situation. You can either treat her as a tenant, or you can treat her as a sister, but you can't treat her. Could you rent that? It sounds like you have a separate apartment in your house, yes?
Yes.
If she wasn't living there, would you rent it?
No.
Okay, so you'd just lose out on the $650 a month?
We don't need it. I'm doing her a favor. And the thing is that if I'm renting that, I would have gotten right now with $1,500.
Well, that's what. But that was Christine. That was kind of my point. My dear, I think you're sort of. Look, here's what I think the solution is. Because for whatever reason, although it's not terribly clear to me, I mean, it sounds like the two of you have made a deal that's got the worst of family relationships and the worst of tenant landlady relationships, and the best of none of it. Because she's paying a reduced rent, you expect her to still treat like a sister. She expects that as long as she's paying rent, she can do whatever, you know, any damn thing she wants. So you've got a situation that's not very, it's the worst of all possible worlds. So one of the possibilities is to say to her, look, you're getting a really reduced rent. I can rent that place for 2 to 3 times what you're paying for it. So what I'd like to do is find you a place nearby so you can have some privacy. And what I'll do is I'll split the difference in the rent with you. Because if I can get, let's just say $1,000 just because it makes the math easy, that I'll give you half of that. So that you can find a place that's $650 plus the $500 a month that we're going to get from this, and you're still going to win. Well, because you're going to get the extra $500. She's going to get an extra $500, and she's not underfoot any all the time. But that's assuming that you're going to rent this place. If you don't want to rent it, one of the things you can do is to say, it's a harder argument to make, and it may be worth it to you and to family relations, getting back to your original issue, which is I'd like her to not be furious with me, to say, look, we have a student or, you know, one of George's friends or something wants to rent the apartment, and they'll give us $1,500 a month. I know that's more than you can afford, so I thought what we'd do is find you a nice apartment. I'll split the overage with you so that you have a little bit more money, I have a little bit more money, then you only have to do it for a year, because once it's established that was the motive for getting her out of there is $1,000 a month, then you don't have to rent it anymore. But it's going to make it a much easier argument to make with her, as opposed to saying, look, I don't want you here anymore, because she's going to say, why not? I don't impact your life at all. You'd have to rent it to somebody else, and that's going to create a problem. So the best solution, at least for the short term, is to get somebody else in there who will pay more rent, give her part of that, help her find a new apartment, and be stupid and cheerful about the whole thing. And you don't have to do it forever, but it's going to be the easiest transition. It's kind of like when you break up with somebody, of knowing that, you know, that they've fallen in love with somebody else is kind of good news, bad news, but at least it makes you feel like you're not just being rejected.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because
I think,
have no desire to rent. I just need it for when my friends come to visit. I have a separate place for them to stay.
Well, but then you can say that. You can say, look, I've got a whole bunch of company coming, and rather, you know, but let me put you on hold for a minute. Christine, don't throw things at me at the last moment, that she's living separately, she's not getting much, not paying much rent, but you don't care about the rent. Figure out what the real issue is. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back to you in a moment, all right? Don't give me the extraneous. Be honest with me. That's the only way I can help you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Christine, who's got a sister who wanted to come and stay for a couple of weeks and has been there for 6 years. And Christine is saying, enough already. And let me, before we get back into Christine's call, just mention, if somebody in your life says, can I come and stay with you for a while, I think the, unless you want them there forever, that you need to make the restrictions up front. In other words, saying, yeah, you know what, you can stay here for a weekend, or I'm, you know, redecorating after 3 weeks, or sure, you can stay here for a couple of days, and then the rent on the place is thus and such. You're much better setting it off up front than having to, after the fact, say, okay, enough already. Because it's difficult to do. It's like a lot of things. Getting into things is pretty easy. Getting out of them is quite often a lot more difficult. So if you have some idea that you want to be a good Samaritan, which is lovely, but just make sure that you understand how far your Samaritanism goes so that you don't end up damaging a relationship or sort of feeling like a bad guy or feeling like a doormat. And that's what's going to happen unless you set it up early. And I know it's easy to say after the fact, and part of the beauty of Christine's call is I'm going to help her with it, but hopefully she's helping some of you out there of understanding, don't set it up this in this kind of way that's kind of basically sloppy, because you can see Christine's feeling ripped off, her sister's going to be mad about it. Christine is saying, gee, I'm going to lose my relationship with my sister, and it's already damaged, so it's just a mess. If you're ever going to have to be a bad guy, basically in life, we all have to be bad guys if we view bad guys as being synonymous with setting limits, do it up front. It's much easier to set strict rules up front and then back off. I'll tell you a story about it later, as opposed to being a good guy and then having to get tough. If you're tough up front and you back off, people assume that that's because they were so charming and you loved them, so you get huge credit for that. If you're easy up front and then get strict, they'll assume that you were a charlatan and just misleading them, and so you're the bad guy. Do the hard work up front. All right, Christine. So tell me in a nutshell, I know that you want to have the space available for friends. How often do you have friends that come and visit?
Well, I haven't been able to have friends over since 2 years since I bought that house, because that was the additional apartment that we had in the hopes that my friends would come over. But I haven't been able to do that.
Well, do you have anybody on deck that you'd like to invite?
That's my best friend. She just moved, and she has 2 kids and her husband. I would love for her to come, but she's in another state, and I can't let her stay.
All right. Well, what if you? Here's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be as compelling as renting the place, but you could say to your sister, look. Tell me again why this has become untenable for you. Why this
I'm stuck with her. I feel like she's not going to leave. It's not fearing my husband that we've never been alone. One of my relatives is always with me. We've never been totally together, my husband and my son and myself.
I thought she lived in a different part. I thought her apartment was completely self-contained.
It is self-contained, but we have to go down there because from time to time we have to go to that, because when the Con Ed comes, they have to go to her section because they cannot read the meter from outside.
Well, but how often, Con Ed comes, what, once a month?
We wash, yeah, we have to do the washing and the laundry. It's in a separate section, but we have to go downstairs. We don't go past her door, but we have to use the same walkway to go down to that section.
Well, how often do you actually see? How often do you voluntarily see your sister on a weekly basis?
I hear her come in because the alarm chimes when the door is open, but I don't really see her. Probably maybe once a week. I would like, if I'm out on my porch or my deck, I'll see her.
So, Christine, what's the real reason here? Because this doesn't make any sense. She lives separately. If you had a tenant, you'd hear them come in as well. The Con Ed guy can probably go down there on his own. What's the real reason you want your sister out of there?
I feel I'm stuck with her. I feel like we need our own space, and we don't want to rent it, and we just want to have it available for when my family or his family come by.
Well, yeah, I think your sister's going to feel legitimately, because look, if I'm confused and I have no dog in this race, right? I'm just here to try and figure out what's going on. But she pays rent. I mean, you can certainly raise her rent, but she pays rent. You're telling me you don't need the money. She has separate entrance. She has separate cooking facilities. The only time that you see her, yeah, essentially is never, which is probably as much as you'd see a tenant. So this seems to me as much in your head as anything else that she's in the house. What if, listen, what I would do if I were in your shoes is I would try for the rest of this month, which is basically 3 weeks, all right, and decide that you're going to pretend that she's not a relative, which means that you don't have to, because it sounds like she doesn't interact with you very much either, that she's just a tenant that basically is taking pretty good care of the apartment, gives you, you know, a couple of $100 every month to spend on something you want to do, that you don't have to invite her to go any place, that you don't have to invite her for meals, you don't have to take her to church, she becomes a tenant. And one of two things will happen. Either she's going to say, gee, Christine, you know, I never see you, you know, it seems like you've kind of divorced yourself from me, and say, you know, I really feel like I want my husband and my son to just have some privacy and just the three of us. And I thought with you living here that this would be the best way to do it. And then she may say, well, maybe I should, you know, maybe it's time for me to leave, at which point you're then a hero as opposed to a bad guy. Or you're going to become clear about what the issue is. Because I think this, the fact that she's there is mostly in your head. It sounds like you don't interact with her. She's not stiffing you on the rent. She's not having loud parties. She's not, you know, you're not afraid of her burning the house down because she's smoking in bed. That somehow in your head that you're feeling that you should have a better relationship with her because she's living there, or that she's ripping you off because she's living there. And it sounds to me that neither is the case. So what I would try for the next three weeks. It's just a sign she's not, you know, that she's not there, that she's a tenant, and she's a tenant that doesn't speak much English or something, so don't interact with her. At the end of that 3 weeks, either you're going to feel fine about it, you can raise her rent if you want or not, but you've moved to a different area. You've disconnected from this notion that somehow your sister is living with you, or it's going to be just as irritating, at which point you might as well just bite the bullet and say, you know, we're having some people for Christmas, and we really we'll help you find an apartment. We'll give you first and last month's rent. We'll help you move. But, you know, we really want the apartment that Jeremy wants to have his friends over. I have some people who want to come here and stay for Christmas. The whole idea of getting this apartment, although I'm not sure why this didn't happen 2 years ago when you moved, but that's already done, so we can't do anything about that. So try and see what happens when you disconnect and see if that works for you, because that's the easiest and best solution. If not, then I think you're going to have to just tell her that we need you out, but, you know, by the end of October, and we'll help you find a place, and we'll give you, you know, first and last month's rent, and you're always welcome to come here for Sunday dinner. But if I were you, I would try that it's in your head, because it sounds to me that she's an easy tenant. It's, you know, $650 a month extra that you don't really have to do anything for. And the sense of obligation is more in your head than in her head. And it's certainly going to preserve the relationship and your relationship with other members of the family much more easily. So that's what I would do it for a couple of weeks and just see what you can do. And if you can't, then I think you're going to have to just be honest with her and say, we've got a whole bunch, you know, as my son gets older, we, you know, and friends have moved out of state and they want to come stay here. So we need to find you a place, and we're willing to give you first and last month's rent and help you find a place and help you move and whatever. But she's not going to be happy about it. And you're not going to be the hero in the family, because she's going to badmouth you to the rest of the family.
I know.
So try it, right? Try it for 2 weeks, and you can call me in 2 weeks and say, hey, this is working or it's not working.
Okay, I will do that.
Appreciate okay. Yeah, because you hear it's. I mean, that she's really not. I mean, there are people that she was living in your living room. Possible way that you can, and knowing. You don't want someone to fall in love with somebody who's needy, and then you're not needy anymore, because either that person's going to make you needy to make you lovable again, or they're going to dump you, or you're going to dump them. So you don't want to go through a whole bunch of serial relationships, because after a while you believe that either you're not lovable or there are no reasonable people around. So a year, minimum. Okay? You want to call up and argue with me, you got to do it right now. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I have some good news for you today. It turns out that the Antarctic Ocean carbon dioxide absorption is actually increasing rather than decreasing, which is a good thing. It's known, the Antarctic Ocean is known as the Southern Ocean, absorbs vast amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and releases it back later in the year. Because they were worrying that the carbon sink might have begun to saturate, and apparently that's not the case. So there we go. On an annual average, the seas surrounding Antarctica absorb significantly more CO2 than they release. These seas remove a large part of the CO2 that human activities emit, like inhaling and exhaling, not to mention driving cars, thereby slowing down the growth of this greenhouse gas in the atmosphere, lessening the rate of climate change. The Southern Ocean accounts for a whopping 40% of the global oceanic uptake of that man-made carbon dioxide. Did you realize that? Realize it was quite that much?
No, that's huge.
There you go. Yeah. The Southern Ocean carbon sink might have begun to saturate. Based on model results, they suggested it had not increased since the late 1980s. This was unexpected, as it was assumed that a direct relationship existed between the magnitude of the carbon sink and the concentration of atmospheric CO2. The higher the concentration of CO2, the greater the amount absorbed. Since the beginning of the millennium, the carbon sink has become much stronger, thereby regaining its expected strength. So Mother Nature seems to be a little bit more, which isn't an excuse, folks, for us to be cavalier about how we deal with the oceans and how we deal with emission carbon emissions and whatever carbon footprints. But it does mean that, you know, what it means is we should probably be a little bit careful about our research. And maybe, you know, I kind of feel mixed about it, because you think then people say, okay, well that's all right, then I can go and buy a Range Rover. No. All right. On a story that doesn't make you feel really good, this reminds me of how we got to the moon. Americans scored a D when it comes to science, because that's how Sputnik started, that we realized that the Russians were so far ahead of us in science that Kennedy said okay, and we jazzed up the math and science in the United States. But we're now saying that we're crummy at it again. Let's see if I can get a little bit more information. 20% confuse astrology and astronomy. Ooh! I think that my astronomy sign has always been a Scorpio. I was kidding, folks. I know that they're different. I know. It's doing that. We developed nuclear weapons. Catch a man to the moon, worked hard to secure a scientific and technological advantage over rival nations, but now Americans are struggling with science. They asked U.S. adults, and maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe we're just stupid adults. The kids are doing okay. Geology, physics, and astronomy. Out of 12 questions, the test takers on average only answered basically two-thirds correct. They answered about 8. Let's see if we got the questions. Let's see if I can find the 12 questions for us, so we can just. Oh, now it's going to take too long to do it. All right, let's go. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll put up. Maybe we'll do this next week. We'll put up the questions, because my computer isn't getting it quickly enough. But the idea being, that's a little alarming that people cannot tell the difference between astrology and astronomy. And some of them probably thought it was a sandwich that you ate with mustard and tried to trim the fat. Okay, that was a terrible pun. Forgive me. All right, so let's see what... I apologize. I was going to try and pull up the questions, and I was going to actually make Trevor answer the questions. Although Trevor's smart, I think...
I dodged that bullet.
Yeah, you're the one who kind of ruined my computer, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did.
86% of Americans know which of the Earth's layers is the hottest. Do you? All right. And I don't know if it's multiple choice or not. Is it the crust, the mantle, or the core? What do you think?
Well, the core.
Pardon?
Core, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the
exactly.
Middle.
Exactly.
It's like at the pressure.
Exactly. Do you know what metal you need for a nuclear reactor?
Uranium.
Well done. All right, both of those did pretty well. 86% knew that the core was the hottest. 82% needed uranium. All right, the property of sound wave that determines loudness. You're going to know that.
Yeah.
What is it?
Amplitude.
Absolutely. But a third said it was frequency, and 23% said it's wavelength.
Frequency
amplitude,
is,
by definition, means height, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. So that's probably giving you a somewhat of an advantage because you're...
But
that's all right. You should still know that. 34% correctly stated that water boils at a lower temperature to higher altitude than near the sea level. I knew that because I grew up in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 confused astrology and astronomy. That one is not good.
Yeah.
1 in 5 said astronomy was the study of how positions of the stars and planets can influence human behavior. Well, that's kind of cheating because obviously astronomy does have to do with the stars and the planets. So that's kind of confusing. That's just not reading the test question correctly. I think that one's really kind of cheating. So, although maybe you should read tests more carefully. But, I mean, that one does seem to me to be... The question is written badly, so not fair on that one. All right, 855-993. On my computer, I think you really did put the kibosh on my computer, so I can't ask you difficult questions. But you did very well, although I did give you the easy questions.
Yeah.
And you do know the difference between astronomy and astrology, right?
Yes.
All of us Scorpios know about astronomy. Sorry.
Scorpios right. Don't believe in astrology.
Yeah, exactly. Or astronomy.
Or
we don't believe in either of them.
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a short lunch periods at schools linked with less healthy eating. Oh, like, duh. Like, you know, none of us ever knew that gobbling food was bad for us. We just do it, right? And this is probably my favorite story. President Obama presented Sally Fields with the National Medal of Arts, saying, "We like you. We really like you." That poor woman, if she discovered a cure to cancer... Right? If she won the Nobel Prize for negotiating peace in the Middle East, she would still on her tombstone saying, "We like you, we really like you." Do you know where that came from?
Her acceptance speech of something.
At the Oscars.
Oscars. And
yep.
Then what was it for, though?
It just went right out of my head. It was for Norma Rae. It didn't go out of my head. And she said when she won the Oscar... "You like me, you really like me." And at the time, there was this huge outcry because people were saying, you know, this isn't about, it's not a popularity contest, which of course it is. But the idea is that you did some good work, not that you're likable or unlikable, but she, so there we go. Stephen King, actually, was, and Alice Waters from California, all sort of won it. So there you go. I think that'd be pretty much fun to get a Medal of Arts. Trevor, keep looking for it. There you go. "You like me, you really like me." There we go. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Do you like me, really like me? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zero.
out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.